uncertain terms to your respective staff members. Conjecture and rumor-mongering serve no purpose but to degrade unit cohesion. Morale is at a flashpoint already. The last thing we need is people operating rashly under misinformation. And frankly, with things being what they are, if your people have time for water cooler whispering, they're not working hard enough. Over 6,000 lives are on the line here, people. We should be doing, not talking. Centrum Tenenda. David Torrance, General, United Terran Authority, Commander Alexander, 78V.
Participants Charles Dorian, Corporal, UTA Information Services Division. Stephanie Lefevre, Private, UTA Information Services Division. Date 7/27/75. Timestamp 16:39 hours.
Lefevre S, Private. Dorian, this install sequence still isn't working.
Dorian C, Corporal. Damnation. Send it to me and I'll look at it once I'm done hand-holding these civilian techs over on Hypatia.
Did you just say damnation? God, you even swear posh. Très sexy.
What do you want, Stephanie?
What makes you think I want anything?
Because you're flirting with me. And unless I missed a memo and have somehow become... Now, what was the term you used again? Oh, yes. The last functional c**k in the verse. Then you want something. So, what can I do for you?
How about you meet me in server room D and tear me out of these coveralls with your teeth?
Are you serious?
LOL. Oh, Lord, no. LOL.
I'm a bloody corporal, you know. I outrank you. Technically, I could have you brought up on charges for that.
Which would leave you stuck doing this install alone.
Damn your logic, Private. Damn it straight to hell.
Hey, you hear about that snafu with Sigma Squad? I heard they lost 12 guys, and 2 of the refugees broke out of the bay.
If that were true, I suspect we'd be under lockdown by now, yes?
You did hear something then?
Nothing I'm at liberty to share. Back to work, please.
I'm waiting on this upload. You can tell me, Charlie.
My lips are sealed.
Well, I can fix that.
Meaning what?
Meet me in server room D.
Are you serious? Stephanie?
Briefing note. Scanned hard copy of a PIR from Hypatia's shipboard communications unit found by Hypatia sec teams. It seems command's attempts at maintaining morale were well-intentioned, but doomed to failure.
Populous information release, issued by Captain Chow, science vessel, Hypatia. Date 7/27/75. Time, 1700 hours. Shipboard standard. Assignment, Alexander Fleet.
Friends, I am pleased to report that repairs to the Alexander's drive systems are proceeding ahead of schedule, and we should be returning to maximum velocity within the next few days. Unfortunately, we are still unable to provide exact timings, but rest assured, the tech crews involved are working tirelessly to ensure the safety of the fleet. The Lincoln has not shown itself since the attack on the Copernicus. It's possible the damage sustained during the Copernicus assault has rendered it incapable of further pursuit. However, General Torrance and his staff are continuing repair operations around the clock, and the sanctuary of Heimdall Station is closer than it has ever been. We ask for your patience for the next few days. The worst is almost over. Patience is not without its rewards, however. I'm informed that Lieutenant Mifune has dredged up another cinema classic from his collection for screening in Amphitheater A. Tonight, we have the award-winning thriller Terminus, starring Blake Hill and Elizabeth Andretti. First session will commence at 1900 hours. The film contains some mature content, so children under the age of 12 can attend a rescreening of Super Turbo Awesome Team versus Mega Panda in Amphitheater B, or be dropped off in the temp creche on Deck 17. We would also like to congratulate Martina Hernandez and her husband, Christopher, on the birth of their beautiful baby girl, who was brought into the universe by our medical staff at 1:13 this morning. Both mother and daughter are doing well, and I am delighted to report our newest crew member has been named Hypatia by her parents. Your prayers and best wishes are appreciated. Any donations of clothing or toys for our little stowaway can be made via your friendly Hypatia ensign. I thank you all for your courage and patience through our recent trials, and look forward to bringing you more news as it comes to hand.
Participants: Bite Me, via System Root, Anne Chow. E. Mason, via System Root, David Torrance. Date: 7:27:75. Timestamp: 19:15 hours.
Bite Me. How's it?
Mason E., Lieutenant Second. Tense. T-E-N-S-E. Lot of scuttlebutt around. Bay 4 and the rest of it. Trying not to think about Jimmy. It's not working. Talk to me, Cades. Tell me something good.
Okay. Oh. Remember Miss Colfer from Applied Sciences class? She's over here, you know.
No kidding. Wow, she made it.
Yeah, she's kind of the reason we got together.
Damn. I still remember first day in her class. You were checking me out hard, Grant.
You are delusional. You kept asking me stupid questions about hydrogen bonding.
Confession? Hydrogen was not the kind of bonding on my mind.
Oh, really? Am I to understand it was highly sophisticated courting behavior? Did I misinterpret it with my backwater ways?
Mock if you will. I'll refrain from pointing out you did end up falling madly in love with me. I'm nice like that.
Madly, as in it was complete insanity to do it. And I was misled on the whole wishing to bond front by the way you kept sticking your tongue down Jody Kingston's throat. It was like you were trying to make up for missed biology lessons with practical experience. Ew.
You know Jody's dead, right?
I... Jesus.
Way to go, mood killer.
Okay. Sorry.
LOL. You're so bad at this, Grant. That's one of the things I love about you.
Goff, I was trying to make you feel better.
You kiss your mother with that mouth? How is your mom, anyways? I would literally swim the few thousand clicks of vacuum between Alexander and Hypatia for some of her dessert.
Yeah, I always knew what you were really at my place for.
Hey, you should thank her. I owe this manly physique almost entirely to her home cooking. Flexes.
I was totally just in it for your manly physique, you know. I watched so many boring G-ball games for that physique. And all before you even asked me out.
Boring? Okay, now you're hurting my feelings.
I'm flattering you, idiot.
You know, you've really got to think of a better pet name for me than idiot. What about Sweetie Puff? Sugar Pants? No, wait. Cuddle Pie.
I will hack the Alexander comm system and let them know you prefer to be known as Cuddle Pie immediately, my love.
No!
You look as good in your uniform as you did in your G-ball gear. If not, please lie.
Well, the pants are tighter, if that counts for anything.
Go on.
You sure? We'd need way more than 7 minutes for that.
Always took about 2 minutes, as I recall. Set yourself up for that one, son.
Well played, madam. Well played indeed.
Speaking of 7 minutes, time to split.
Yeah. I miss you, you know.
You too. And seriously, things are only going to get more intense. Be calm. Be smart. Stay safe, Schnuckums.
See, now you're just being silly.
Countdown to Lincoln interception of Alexander Fleet. 58 hours, 41 minutes.
Do not enter. Date 07-27-75. Subject, alone. I'm not ready to die. If the Lincoln catches us, she'll destroy us. There's simply no other reason she'd chase us for months on end if it wasn't to hide the last of the evidence. Wipe out the only witnesses who could tell the universe Baytech attacked another corp and hijacked their illegal processing plant and, oh, yes, killed thousands of people. That, or we're on the lam because the Lincoln's captain is secretly Torrance's angry ex-girlfriend, and they have unfinished business. He's totally the kind of guy who'd leave the toilet seat up. I think my jokes are getting worse. Weirder, anyway. The sleep depth is really getting to me. But I can't miss a chance to peek inside Aiden and help out Byron. And that means jumping onto a new ID every time a tech takes a break. And in the spare minutes when I'm supposed to be sleeping, instead, I'm thinking about what we might find if we make it out of this alive. I figure it this way. WUC's operation on Carenza was illegal, so they can't tell the UTA we stopped reporting in. When Carenza was attacked, our alarms would have been relayed through the closest waypoint, and then on to Heimdall Station. But the only ship that showed up, the Alexander, was on patrol nearby, which means our SOS never made it out of the system. And if Heimdall didn't send the cavalry, that has to mean the station itself was taken as part of the BT attack. Which means my dad might be dead. I'm not okay with that. I am not okay with that. We'll never make it as far as Heimdall, says my brain, and if we do, Heimdall's been taken anyway. It says nobody made it off the Copernicus alive. Or not alive in any way I'd recognize. I lie in my bunk, pretending I'm at home, and just return those thoughts to sender. They show up and try to get their claws into me, and with a mental no, I push them back. Force myself somewhere safer, counting rivets, tugging at the loose threads along the edge of my sheet, winding them so tight around my fingers my nails turn blue. But deep down, I know it. The truth. Nobody's coming for us. The place we're running to probably isn't safe. And there's nobody I can trust in this equation, except Ezra and Byron. But Byron's hands are tied, and so are E's. So if we're going to find out exactly what happened to the Copernicus, and why, it has to be me. If we had to, could the Hypatia outrun the Alexander? Is anyone who made it off the Copernicus still sane, or even alive? Are they alive at Heimdall? I'm not ready to die just yet. Too many things left to do. No way I'm getting shortchanged. Ezra loves me. I mean, maybe I'm an idiot and it's just his fear and desperation talking, but I don't think so. I don't care if it is. I need him. Being angry at him because he didn't want to leave Carenza, it seems kind of small now. It was so good when we were together. It was right. We should have fronted up to the problem, not screamed at each other and avoided it. We should have fought for it, instead of giving up and making out all the time. I should have been big enough to tell him what he meant to me. Now I get to tell him in 7-minute bursts. I try to reach out and connect, to remind him however I can, in my own super awkward way, that I'm here. But if he does something dumb over there, there's one person left who cares. Care doesn't cover it. If I lose Ezra too, it'll be one body blow too many. If I lose Ezra too, I'll give up. I don't think I have anyone else left. But while I have him, I'll fight tooth and nail to keep us safe. Whatever it takes.
Participants Bite Me via system route Stephanie Lefevre. Byron Zhang, civilian contractor. Date 7/27/75. Timestamp 23:58 hours.
Bite Me. Hello.
Zhang Bi. Jesus, you can't be here. Corporal Bokloff is online. I can see his ID. You log in while his ID's already active. Someone will what the fuck?
Today I'm playing the part of Private Lefevre, though I thank you for your kind concern.
I don't think the stims are working anymore. So hard not to QWERTY face.
No sleep for the wicked, my friend. You're our best hope. Where'd you grow up?
Does that matter in the slightest?
I'm keeping you awake, you dope.
Triton 3.
Isn't that mostly water?
I'm a pretty buoyant guy, but yeah, got out when I could.
Family?
Mom and sisters. Pay mostly goes into accounts for my nieces and nephews. Don't need much myself.
Uncle Byron.
Upstart.
So what made you take up the fight? Mr. Information Liberty Activist?
Hush, I'm working.
Spill.
I'll tell you when you're older.
Oh, come on.
The man dies in all who keep silent in the face of tyranny.
What?
Wol Soyinka said that. He was a writer, back in 20C. Studied him in college, wrote about injustice. Plays, poems, books. Good stuff. You should read him.
What's a book?
Hey, what are you doing looking over in that core? Dead there.
Checking shutdown plus restart logs. Might find something helpful.
Good. Smart.
This is weird, though. There are like 6 shutdown attempts in a row here. All fail. Aiden was blocking them.
When?
Right when they were firing on the Copernicus.
I fucking knew it.
Briefing note. The command priority channel actually gets used by the commanders of the fleet here, as opposed to a pair of lovesick teenagers. Wonders will never cease.
Participants An Chow, Captain. David Torrance, General. Date 7/28/75. Timestamp 02:05 hours.
Chow A, Captain. You son of a bitch, David.
Torrance D, General. Excuse me?
It killed them. All of them. I have it all here on file. Launch codes for the nukes. Orders for your cyclone drones to take out the surviving shuttles. Aiden murdered over 2,000 people, and you're trying to bring it back online?
Where did you get those files?
How long did you think you could keep this a secret? You didn't think to mention your AI's judgment is so critically impaired?
Where did you get those files, Captain? I gave explicit orders that your technicians were to access designated areas only.
My God, what does it matter how I got them? My people are helping you get Aiden up and running again, and we have no guarantees it won't kill us all as soon as it becomes operational.
Aiden is already operational. It was deactivated on my orders. And we're working to ensure it doesn't hurt anyone when we turn it back on.
And that's supposed to comfort me.
This is an act of espionage in a time of war. Do you realize the consequences? You are directly undermining the security of this fleet. I could have you and your entire command staff brought up on charges and shot.
We are done. Do you understand me? My people are out. We are ceasing any operations to bring the AI back online until I have some guarantee it won't destroy us all at its earliest opportunity.
I'm afraid I can't allow that, Captain. Lincoln will destroy us when it catches us, and I need your crews to bring Aiden online before they do.
Jesus, David. 2 days ago you were unwilling to let my people near your systems, and now you're telling me they can't stop?
Is it any wonder I was reluctant to allow your people access, given the current circumstances?
My crew are civilians. They're under my command. I will not allow them to participate in an action that places my ship and personnel in danger.
Then they're not civilians anymore.
What?
I'm conscripting your comtech staff into the UTA effective immediately. You will have them assembled on your main hangar deck and ready to depart in 30 minutes. A shuttle is being sent to get them.
You can't do this.
A full complement of UTA Marines will accompany the shuttle and help escort your personnel back to Alexander. I would recommend you refrain from resistance.
David, think this through, please.
30 minutes. Centrum Tenenda. Torrance, out.
Briefing note. After action report from First Lieutenant McCall concerning the command-control incident aboard the Hypatia.
After action report, Ministry of the Interior, United Terran Navy, Alexander Fleet. Incept, 7-28-75, 06-58 hours, shipboard time. Location, Wallace Ulyanov Consortium, Science Vessel, Hypatia. Officer ident, Winifred McCall. Rank, First Lieutenant.
At 0207 hours, shipboard time. On 07-28-75, Sigma Squad and I were scrambled to a code blue alert issued by Alexander Command Staff. Squad mustered in a timely fashion to Deck 146, where we were briefed by General Torrance. The boss looked tired. More tired than I can ever remember seeing him. Sit rep. Hypatia's Comtech crew had been forcibly conscripted into the UTA after an unspecified act of espionage instigated by Hypatia officers. A shuttle was being sent to bring the conscripts back to Alexander, where our tech-eng crew could keep closer watch on them. My boys were still jumpy after the incident in Hangar Bay 4, but my vets had more experience than the Alexander's other Marines, so we were up. Having lost McNulty, Henderson, Parker, Montano, and Gandolfini, I had no choice but to put my Carenza rookies in the firing line. Corporal Sykes had been in a darker mood than usual since Bay 4. If it was up to him, I'm sure he'd have flushed every civvy in the fleet out an airlock. "We expecting resistance, boss?" he asked. "Negative," Torrance replied. "These are civilians. They'll do what they're told. Still, you're packing hot ballistics. The chip heads are off limits. But if anyone else is stupid enough to get in your way, you be the push that makes them move." Sykes's smile put ice in my belly. "Roger that, sir." "Sir?" I asked. "Aren't we there to pacify rather than neutralize?" "You are there, Lieutenant, to bring back personnel vital to fleet operations. If we didn't need all our own people, I'd have already brigged Hypatia's commanders and replaced them with UTA personnel. So if anyone gets in your way, they are to be considered enemy combatants and dealt with accordingly. Is that understood?" "Sir, yes, sir." "Good hunting." On the way down to Hangar Bay 1, we passed the airlock to Bay 4. I tried my best not to think about the man trapped inside it, the people beyond it, who they were and what they'd become. The gold UTA sigil on my sleeve caught the light of the alert globe spinning above the sealed doors, red as the blood on my hands. The trip across to Hypatia was taken in near silence. I should have been talking to my people, making sure they were chill. I could barely stop my teeth from chattering. One of my Carenza rooks was looking at me. Doherty was her name. Staring from behind her wire-rimmed spectacles like I had the answers. I kept my eyes to the floor, spoke to no one in particular. "Follow my lead. Do not fire unless I give the order. The first itchy trigger on my watch gets to learn what the outside of an airlock tastes like. Crystal?" Ma'am, yes, ma'am, came a dozen shouts. We came into Hypatia's docking bay at Hard Burn. The artificial grav kicked back in and dropped me into my seat, and I was up and out of it before I could get cozy. If I'd let myself, I'd have stayed there forever, buckled in tight and wondering how it came to this. I spoke to the pilot as we touched down. Kilpatrick, keep engines running. We may need to jet quick. Affirmative, LT. All right, Sykes barked to the squad. Suit up. Let's roll. Out the shuttle door and across the bay, the stink of fuel and char in my mouth. Patching myself into the local command frequency and speaking through gritted teeth. Hypatia, this is First Lieutenant Winifred McCall from UTA Marine Squad Sigma. We are here to escort Hypatia ComTech personnel in accordance with Alexander Command directives. Please open internal hangar bay doors. Over. Lieutenant McCall, this is Captain Chow of the Hypatia. Over. Roger that, Captain. I read you. Please open internal hangar bay doors. Over. Negative, Lieutenant. You're not taking my people. I tried not to sigh then. Tried not to acknowledge I knew exactly how she felt, remembering McNulty's face as that airlock slammed closed. They're not your people anymore, Captain. They're UTA conscripts. Now you can open these doors, or the plasma missiles on our shuttle can open them for you. Silence down comms, then. Doherty looking at me the way kids must look at their mothers, wondering if any of this was real. Sykes spat on the deck, spat down his transmitter. Open the f***ing doors before we blow them in, goddammit! I had Sykes's collar in my fist before I knew it, hand over my mic so Hypatia couldn't hear, dragging him close enough to smell the hooch on his breath. You secure that bullshit right now, or I'll kick your teeth so hard you'll need to unzip for me to lace up. Silent rebellion in his eyes. I should have benched him right there. I could see the names written on his face. Parker. Henderson. Gandolfini. Montano. McNulty. Ma'am, yes, ma'am, he said. The airlock doors opened wide. What passed for Hypatia's sec team was waiting for us on the other side. Their lieutenant looked former military, but he was about 20 years too old, about 80 pounds too slow. Where are the ComTechs? I asked. On the bridge, the LT replied. They're still working to get us out of this mess. UXUTA, LT? Yes, I am. Then you know what a VK burst rifle does to a human body at close range? A swallow. A glance to the weapon in my hand. Yes, I do. Lead the way. Through long, gleaming halls, boots squeaking on rubber floors. All of it surgical white once, but just a little faded now. Pale faces peering at us from behind grubby plasteel windows. Unshaven cheeks or pink dye jobs with 6 months of regrowth at the roots. Frightened eyes. All of us fraying at the edges. The Hypatia bridge was semicircular, humming with static. Chow had cleared most of her personnel out in case things went south of heaven. The remaining crew glanced up as we entered. I could imagine how we looked. All in black. Hollow eyes. 38 rounds of murder in every clip. My hands were shaking. Chow was short. Carved out of wood. Dark hair, pistol at her belt. Running on no sleep, by the look, standing at her post like some old lighthouse keeper, the only thing between us and the rocks. I identified the ComTechs from their shipboard IDs, both still pounding away at their consoles like nothing was happening. I spoke loud enough to be heard across the whole bridge. Byron Zhang, Consuela Nestor. You are hereby ordered to accompany me to the UTA battle carrier Alexander. Tell me how you think this ends, Lieutenant. It was Chow speaking, hand on her pistol. She was looking out the huge view screen dominating one end of the room. I could see a tiny spark on the long-range scanner, out there amid all the black and starlight. Its ID tag and countdown to intercept pulsing red. BT-042. 52 hours. 17 minutes. The Lincoln. I don't get paid to think, I said. I follow orders. Stand aside, Captain. Chow smiled like I'd said something funny. One of the comtechs stood up then. Byron Zhang, supposedly a top-tier console jockey. He sure looked the part. Overweight, thinning hair, underarm stains. It's a good thing they don't pay you to think, he said. It doesn't seem like your thing. Zhang, get your gear. You're coming with us. No, he said, pudgy hands on his hips. Tried to keep his voice from shaking. You'll have to drag us. Kicking and screaming. I'll give you something to scream about, Sykes growled. The man dies in all who keep silent in the face of tyranny, he said. Listen, Zhang, I appreciate the rhetoric, but anyone can do math this simple. We need every swinging dick back on Alexander, and you two are the best chip heads on Hypatia. Zhang's lips twisted then. An I know something you don't know kind of smile that turned my mood darker. I wanted this over. I wanted to be back in my rack with a canteen of rocket fuel and a few hours of the forgetting it would bring. Still, I knew what kind of edge Sykes was dancing on. I should have given the order to someone else. Corporal Sykes, secure the conscripts for transport. Back to Alexander. His grin went all the way to his eyes. Ma'am, yes, ma'am! He slapped Hart and Bedgood on the arms, and the trio loped forward, pulling zip ties from their belts. I could feel my Carenza rookies beside me, all of them playing at being soldiers, all of them just nerves and gritted teeth. Doherty in particular looked jumpy. What had she done before this? Security guard at a shopping mall? A library, maybe? I couldn't remember. My eyes were on the Hypatia sec team. They all looked one wrong word away from drawing. Sweat in my eyes. Hard to breathe. Chow's voice rose above the pulse in my ears. Lieutenant, do you know your commander's plan to reactivate the artificial intelligence responsible for destroying the Copernicus? Do you know Major Hawking and three other Alexander officers were executed under General Torrance's direct orders? Shut up! One more minute and this will all be over! Sykes and the others reached the comtechs. Zhang had sat himself on the floor and folded his arms, some gesture of peaceful protest that earned him as much latitude as a faceful of spit. Sykes grabbed his arm, and when Zhang resisted, the corporal popped him with the butt of his VK. Zhang's nose spat blood. The other comtech shouted protest, and that was all it took. Fists and elbows and knees, pasty flesh slapping the floor. In about 5 seconds, Zhang and Nestor were trussed up on the floor like abattoir meat. Stop it, Jesus! The sec team lieutenant roared. My VK was right in his face. Stand down, LT, I warned. This is bullshit! You people are animals! Captain, order your people to stand down. No one needs to get hurt here. The LT's hand was on his pistol. My finger on my trigger. Doherty beside me, her voice rising an octave. Lieutenant? Lieutenant, stand down! Chow barked. I think that's what did it. Simple mistake. Chow should have used his name. Should have made it clear she was ordering her own LT, not me. Because to someone with a few light years under their belt, it would have been obvious Chow was drawing her pistol to surrender it. I've watched the recordings 100 times. You can see it on her face. Resignation. One hand up and surrender. but to a terrified rookie who used to guard the school library, it might have looked like Chow was drawing the piece to use it. That she was shouting at me to stand down. And if I didn't, she was prepared to shoot me in the back. So Doherty did what she'd been ordered to do. You be the push that makes them move. It was a good shot. Took Chow right in the head. I heard a scream from the nav comp, and Sierra Bull, one of Chow's two ICs, was charging across the deck to cradle her dead captain in her arms. The sec team were shouting. We were roaring. VKs in their faces. I don't know how it held together. I don't know what stopped us heading south of heaven right then and there. Maybe it was Zhang, sitting with his bleeding face, tear-filled eyes locked on his captain's body. Legs crossed, back straight. Not fighting, just resisting. What had he said? The man dies in all who keeps silent in the face of tyranny. The woman, too. I can't do this. I can't pretend this is what I signed up for. I brought them back, just like I was told. Both Hypatia Comtechs, delivered to General Torrance. Hog-tied, and just a little bloodied for their trouble. I did what a good soldier is supposed to do. But now I'm done. Lock me in the hole. Fuck. Space me. I don't care anymore. I'll keep your secrets. Shut my mouth. But I can't shut my eyes. I am hereby formally resigning my commission as Lieutenant of the United Terran Authority, effective immediately. I'm sorry. I just can't do this anymore. Winifred McCall, former First Lieutenant, UTA Marine Division, Battle Carrier, Alexander.
Participants Ezra Mason, 2nd Lieutenant, UTA Airborne Division, Charles Dorian, Corporal, UTA Information Services Division. Date, 7/28/75. Timestamp, 12:27 hours.
Mason E., Lieutenant 2nd. Dorian. Dorian!
Dorian C., Corporal. Go away, Mason.
I'll be quick. Rumors you may have heard to that effect are all lies, by the way. Crickets. You heard anything on Jimmy?
Mason, I have more important things on my mind than James right now.
Chum, our friend is still stuck in that airlock. Don't you think we should find out if Command are at least gonna try to get him out?
Mason, the personnel aboard this ship don't amount to a bucket of shit as far as Torrance and his officers are concerned. Wake up!
Dorian, that's the first time I've ever seen you swear. Or botch an apostrophe, for that matter. Like, ever. You okay?
No, I am not. A friend of mine just got locked in the hole. Stephanie Lefebvre. She's a comtech.
Yeah, I know, Steph. Chill femme. Smart. What'd they brig her for?
Aiding and abetting the enemy. They have records of her login being used to access memory files out of Aiden. Details about the Copernicus attack. Carenza refugee files. Things like that. They say she gave the gen about Aiden to Hypatia Command.
Shit. That was not so smart.
Except she didn't do it.
How you so sure?
Because she was with me at the time, Mason.
Like, with you in a biblical sense?
Yes, Mason. Biblically.
Holy shit. Little Charlie D with all the moves! Chum, no offense, but I had you picked as a neo-abstinent dead cert.
My God, you're an infant.
Chum, I'm happy for you. Steph is a queen.
Yes, well, my queen is now locked in solitary for wartime espionage, Mason, awaiting court-martial, and possibly a firing squad.
Right. Fuck.
3/4 of Tech Eng are now on some kind of watch list for suspicious behavior. Torrance has completely lost the plot. He's had 2 Comtechs dragged over from Hypatia, set them up on the bridge so he could keep an eye on them. The pair of them literally have bruises with guns looming over them while they work.
And there's no way Steph could have logged in to access the info?
I think I'd have noticed. Give me some credit, please.
So just tell Command she was with you. Case closed.
Yes. Brilliant. Because Private Lefebvre engaging in intimate relations with her reporting corporal is so much better.
Chum, it's better than being shot for espionage.
It's still a court-martial and offense. And the way Torrance is acting lately, he might just have us both shot. He'll brig me at the very least. That much is certain.
Chum, you have to tell them.
God in heaven, I already sent the email to my CO.
Huh. Well, good for you, chum. Proud of you.
Oh, shut up. All this means is 2 more people in the hole. 2 more people not working on us not all getting killed when the Lincoln arrives.
Double negative. Wow. You really upset.
And of course, there actually is someone hacking into Aiden and accessing classified files. Locking Stephanie and me in the hole won't change that at all. I swear, the people in command are drooling simpletons. Why on earth would Stephanie be accessing Carenza refugee files?
Wait, this hacker was accessing Carenza refugee files?
Yes, Mason. I believe I said that already. 2.
Shit.
Mason, do you remember when I said you were smarter than you look? Well, I'm officially taking it back. You're slower than German opera. Mason? Mason?
Participants, Bite Me via system route Ann Chow, E. Mason via system route David Torrance. Date 7/28/75. Timestamp 12:32 hours.
Mason E., Lieutenant 2nd. Please tell me this wasn't you.
Bite Me. You okay?
This hacker who broke into Aiden's memory and told Hypatia Command about Copernicus. Tell me it wasn't you, Katie.
They don't even know I can hack. Otherwise, I'd have been brutalized and hauled over to the Alexander like the others.
Jesus, it was you. Katie, what the f*** were you thinking?
Aiden murdered everyone on the Copernicus. It's being covered up. I'm the only one who is thinking.
So you thought telling everyone on Hypatia about it was a good idea?
Byron told the captain. How could I do that? I'm not even meant to be in there.
Wait. Who the f*** is Byron?
He's the guy your Marines assaulted and dragged over to the Alexander, covered in blood. He's the only one who was brave enough to speak up. And it was the right thing to do.
Oh, really? Tell that to the Comtech whose ID you jacked. She's in the brig now. And the corporal, my friend, by the way, who's stepping up to make sure she doesn't get shot for something she didn't do, is going in the hole beside her.
They shot our captain. Did they tell you that? When they were taking my friends.
Katie, those Marines wouldn't have even been there if not for you and Lord f***ing Byron. You promised me whatever I installed in that server was just to help Jimmy, and you've been using it to spy on people.
I never promised that.
You lied to me.
Should I just sit here and wait to die? You might have become a military drone, but I don't have any faith at all in your commanders. What would you do if it was me in the brig? Wait for your next set of orders from them?
Weren't you the one telling me not to try and break Jimmy out because I'd be putting myself and others in danger? Why the f*** are those rules good for me and not for you? People are in prison because of you. People got hurt because of you.
And if nobody does anything, what happens then? You think your General Torrance has the answer?
Who says nobody's doing anything? People over here are busting their asses. They're trained military personnel. They do this for a living, and they've been doing it all their lives. And I don't know if they have all the answers, but maybe, just maybe, they have more answers than you.
They don't. Trust me. I've seen exactly what they're doing. So has Byron. They have no idea. I'm not doing this for kicks, Ez. I'm trying to find out what's going on, what's wrong with Aiden, and I'm wading through layers of lies from your precious command to do it. You might be as content to sit here and take orders as you were to sit on Carenza and do nothing. But I'm not going to just sit on my hands and count down the 47 hours we have left until the Lincoln catches us.
F*** me. You're seriously bringing up Carenza? Now? You really want to go there?
I'm doing what I can to keep us safe. Those of us who are left, anyway. Safe from Aiden. From the Lincoln. Have you changed since Carenza at all?
Listen, I'm sorry I wasn't the guy to explore the goddamn universe with you. I had my reasons. But you don't know everything, Katie. Your problem is you think you do.
I know we have 47 hours left to live right now. And you want to sit and hope. I can't do that. I promised Byron I wouldn't stop trying. So get your head out of your ass and help me, Ezra.
God, this is so like you. Little Miss Big Brain. You always think you know better. Always think you know the score. Always.
Right. What's your idea? Seriously, I'm listening. Got anything better than sitting and waiting to die? I'm sorry they bragged to your friends. I am. But that's not on me. That's on your command. They got themselves into this situation by lying. And now they're covering it up by taking the only people who might be able to help and locking them up. So really, you tell me your ideas about what to do next.
How about I go tell command I know how you're getting access to the system before anyone else gets imprisoned or killed? Better yet, how about this?
Briefing note. Note dates on the attachments transmitted by Grant to Mason. They originate several months prior.
Participants E. Mason, via system route David Torrance. Bite Me, via system route Ann Chow. Date 7/28/75. Timestamp 17:37 hours. Subject, please, please read.
Ezra, I'm sorry. Please don't shut me out. Whatever else happens, please talk to me. I don't want to miss out on the last conversations we might have. I owe you an explanation, so I've attached a stack of documents. You can read for yourself. I promise you, Byron is the best chance this fleet has of getting away from the Lincoln without Aiden killing us. But he doesn't have enough time. I need to help him. And that's what I'm doing inside the system. I can climb around the quantum core like it's a playground, but I can't make you sit down and read my IMs. And I promise, I'm not trying to play you when I say I really, really don't want to die before I see you again. K.
Civilian Transfer Proposal. Date 3/29/75. Name, Dr. Helena Grant. Identity Number, KR-849, Carenza, Civilian. From Ship, Hypatia, to Ship, Copernicus. Transfer Reason. Dr. Grant's specialty in pathology will be of assistance in dealing with the current health concerns aboard the Copernicus. General Torrance has approved her immediate transfer and authorized conscription in the event of noncompliance. Transfer voluntary? Yes. Additional notes. Dr. Grant is accompanied by her daughter, Katie Grant, ID KR-1471, Carenza, civilian, who is currently aboard the Hypatia. As a condition of her cooperation, Dr. Grant has requested any transfer applications by her daughter be denied. Although General Torrance has authorized us to conscript Dr. Grant, it is likely she will be more productive if her request is met. On this basis, this request has been agreed to and is to be kept confidential. Proposal approved. Civilian Transfer Proposal. Date 3/31/75. Name, Katie Grant. Identity Number, KR-1471, Carenza, Civilian. From Ship, Hypatia, to Ship, Copernicus. Transfer Reason.
My mother, Dr. Helena Grant, ID KR-849, Carenza, has been transferred to the Copernicus to assist with medical duties. I would like to join her as soon as possible. My father was at Heimdall Station at the time of the attack, so my mother is my only relative in the fleet. As I'm sure you can understand, I would prefer to be with her at this difficult time.
Transfer granted? No. Proposal denied. Civilian transfer proposal. Date 4-6-75. Name, Katie Grant. Identity number, KR1471, Carenza, civilian. From ship, Hypatia, to ship, Copernicus. Transfer reason.
I received a refusal to my last request to transfer to the Copernicus, but wasn't given any reasons. I'm lodging another request, as I believe it is reasonable for me to be transferred to be with my mother, who is my only relative aboard the fleet. My mother and I are extremely close, and I know from experience that when she works, she forgets to take breaks and at times to eat. I've always been the person to support her while she's working, and I believe it would be in the best interests of the fleet for me to be with her now. I am sure she will be more productive if I am able to assist her. I'm also making a personal appeal as her child. Like everyone aboard, I'm still recovering from what happened on Carenza. And I hope you'll think it's reasonable that I want to be with my family. I am prepared to undertake any work necessary on the Copernicus. Thank you for your reconsideration.
Transfer granted? No. Proposal denied. Intercepted personal message on board system Copernicus. To Katie Grant, K. Grant Hypatia on board. From Helena Grant, H. Grant Copernicus on board. Date 4-7-75. Timestamp 1000 hours. Subject, hello, darling.
I finally have a moment to check in. I wish we'd had more time to say goodbye, but I understand now that there's limited movement between the ships because we need to preserve fuel for our supply vessels. I hope you're feeling better about the transfer now that you've had a little time. I'm settling in very well aboard the Copernicus, which is different from the Hypatia in some ways, and very much the same in others. The lab here is actually quite well equipped, and it's almost a relief to get back to what I'm good at. There's plenty to do, but I'm sure we can get it sorted out in no time. We have a surprisingly good team, given our limited pool of candidates. I've been thinking about our discussion the other day at dinner, and I really think you should give some more thought to joining one of the sports teams. I know it was always more Ezra's thing than yours, but it would be an excellent way to preserve muscle tone during the journey, and you might meet some more people. I worry about you not having the support network you need, no matter how many times you assure me you're tough as nails. I know you are, my darling. You're your father's daughter. But worrying is a part of my job description. I'll wrap up here, but please do let me know how you're settling without me. I know you'll handle it with the same determination you apply to everything in your life. Love always. Mom.
Civilian transfer proposal. Date 4-1975. Name, Katie Grant. Identity number, KR1471, Carenza, civilian. From ship, Hypatia, to ship, Copernicus. Transfer reason.
I am lodging a third request to be allowed to transfer to the Copernicus to be with my mother, as I have not received a satisfactory denial to either of my previous requests. Please see the attached list of family members who have received transfers between ships in order to be together. I respectfully request that you explain to me why my position is different. I am not completing any vital duties here on the Hypatia. Please urgently reconsider my request, or advise me to whom I can appeal the denial.
Transfer granted? No. Proposal denied. Intercepted personal message on board system Hypatia. To Helena Grant, H. Grant Copernicus on board. From, Katie Grant. K. Grant Hypatia on board. Date, 4-19-75. Timestamp, 11:05 hours. Subject, missing you.
Hey, Mom. So good to hear from you. I admit I half wasn't expecting it, knowing how lost you get in your work. What's going on over there that they need a pathologist so badly? Nothing serious, right? I've put in a transfer request to see if I can get over there and join you, but no word yet. I don't really have any news here. I'm taking the programming classes, but I don't think it's really my thing. I promise you indoor sports are not my thing either, but I also promise I'll make sure I make more friends, so you don't have to worry. Hopefully I'll be over to the Copernicus soon, and you can supervise me doing it yourself. With you gone, I've been thinking about Dad more. I guess he thinks we're both dead. I know it'll take months, but I can't help imagining what it'll be like when we're close enough to transmit, and he knows we're okay. I really miss him. I miss you too. But don't stress about it. Just make sure you take care of yourself. Seriously. I know what you're like. Looking forward to hearing about life on the Copernicus when you're not so beat. XOXOXO, Katie.
Intercepted personal message on board system Copernicus. To Katie Grant. K. Grant Hypatia on board. From Helena Grant. H. Grant Copernicus on board. Date 5-14-75. Timestamp 14:21 hours. Subject, just checking in.
Hello, darling. Sorry I'm such a bad pen pal. It's extremely busy over here, and we both know I get a bit distracted. The health concerns here are nothing to worry about, so please don't. Pathology is just a specialized skill, and it wasn't going to be practical to send blood samples across to the Hypatia when I could be here. I really wouldn't worry about putting in a transfer to move across to the Copernicus. Now that I've had a chance to look around, it really isn't as nice a ship as the Hypatia, and I'd be more comfortable knowing you were over there, focusing on your classes. You'll have a life to pick up when this is over. And your education matters. I've been thinking about your father as well. I miss him very much, too. He always jokes I wouldn't notice if he went missing, so you'll have to be sure to tell him for me that you heard me say it. I love him. And goodness, I wish he was here. Speaking of people we love, I do wish you'd get in touch with Ezra. I can't think why he hasn't tried to contact you himself, except that he must be under the impression you don't want him to. I'm sure if you spoke to him, he'd understand that the words you spoke in anger back on Carenza don't matter anymore in light of what's happened. It's important to let the ones you love know that you love them, and I'd feel better knowing the two of you have each other. Give it some thought, baby girl. And take good care of yourself. I might not have a chance to write again soon, but don't worry about me. Keeping busy. Love you lots. Mom.
Intercepted personal message on board system Hypatia. To Helena Grant, H. Grant Copernicus on board. From Katie Grant, K. Grant Hypatia on board. Date 6-1-75. Timestamp, 1941 hours. Subject, hello.
Hey, Mom. You're turning into the worst pen pal ever. That's three letters you haven't answered. I'm now going to start withholding until you show up. So you want more news? Pony up. What's going on over there? Love, your abandoned daughter, Katie.
Intercepted personal message on board system Hypatia. To Helena Grant, H. Grant Copernicus on board. From Katie Grant, K. Grant Hypatia on board. Date 7-10-75. Timestamp, 2307 hours. Subject, no, seriously, Mom.